Dave and Siege mornings when you wake up.
Panama City's number one hit music station, Island 106. Hey, good morning. We're Dave and Siege. Be 70 later today. Siege is giving me the eye.
I feel like you've got a look about you. Like, are you, dare I say, you're glowing?
I don't know about glowing, but here's what happened. So okay. Siege and I went out Saturday night. We went to a bar here in town. Mm-hmm. And there was a bartender there, which most bars have.
So far, there's nothing about this story that's interesting.
So the bartender, I found her very attractive and kind of like had a fun energy about her. And in my Dave brain, for the first time in a long time, I thought, huh, there's a gal I'd like to go out with.
Which, you know, you don't say that a whole lot. Not going to lie. As your friend, I know you decently well. And there's not too many gals that maybe you find fetching.
Yeah, it's true.
You were fetched.
I was very fetched. Problem was, there's 47 dudes and super loud music. And
God, story of our lives, right? And so story of just, their lives.
Well, yeah. So, but in a weird coincidence, we actually have a mutual friend, me and this bartender, on Facebook.
Oh, really?
And as I was perusing Facebook yesterday.
It's a link.
Yeah. She was one of my suggested friends. I thought, holy hell, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, okay.
So I thought,
what a great suggestion.
Yeah, why not? You know, like, whatever. So I hit, like, add friend or whatever.
Facebook, like, major wingman status.
I sent a message.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Like, I don't know who I thought I was yesterday.
What did you, I'm curious, because you've got a way with words. What did you say?
Well, I was, first of all, she's a cat. That looks exactly like my cat.
Which is a bonus.
Yeah. And they look super identical. It's like, oh my God, our cats are twins. And like, both of our Facebook backgrounds.
That was your line?
I was like, oh my God, our cats are twins. And she's like, oh my God, you're right. Like 5 minutes later. I was like.
So that doesn't make you two related though?
No, we can still date.
Okay.
It's okay. So after the cat comment, I had to like come back with something obviously.
Well, yeah.
And so I wrote her a note. Like, I was like, you know what? No more BS. Get right down to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know, and I'll interject here, and I don't really know exactly where you're going with this, but it's like, as a dude, there's kind of a formula that you feel like you're supposed to follow.
Yeah.
And it's tough.
Yeah, after a while, you're just like, you know what? No formulas. Like, I want to go out with her. If she doesn't want to go out with me, that's fine.
Exactly.
But I'm going to ask, and then we'll go on with life.
Yeah.
It took me like 35 years to get to this point where I can like just like ask somebody.
It's amazing though, yeah. Isn't it?
But yeah. The part of your brain that controls like fear of death or whatever is like right next to the part of your brain where like fear of rejection. So that's why
I
your
completely
brain is
believe
always
that.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not for me because I just don't get rejected, but
whatever. So so I wrote to her about how our cats are twins, and since we both bat left-handed, fudging the truth a little bit, I was thinking we should go do something random involving coffee or food of some sort. And I put in parentheses, this is me asking you out. I'm sure you got all sorts of creeps hitting you up on Facebook, but I'm not one of them. Really, though. I just moved here to PCV. I have a real job, a car, a house, all that fun stuff. I'm also super fun to grocery shop with, and I know a lot about gambling and sports, and my cat. Cat emoji. Heart
I like the grocery shopping line. That's sexy.
I host a radio show.
Oh.
But I say this not to impress you.
Whipping it out.
But just to cement my case as a non-creep sender of Facebook messages.
Cement my case. Oh,
in case
God.
You can tell, this is my first time sending such a message like this. Please excuse my random awkwardness. Oh, I posted it on Facebook. I'd love to know what you think. What do you think, Siege?
I am giddy for
yeah?
you. Because I saw her, and she seems like some Dave material.
Yeah, there's something about her.
Yeah, she has a good energy about her. Very warm, kind of silly and goofy.
She also looks like my ex. Like, let's be real.
Well, that's part
but
of
that's
it.
Not that's not the thing.
Like, but in the best way possible.
Yeah, and then as I peruse,
you can see past
Facebook
that.
Facebook,
is that what you're saying?
She's a softball player, and I was just like,
she's got you written all over her, sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I just it felt fun.
It's worth a shot. That's how I feel.
Okay,
it's worth throwing something out there.
I know the Facebook thing is weird or whatever, but we got the mutual friend, so, you know.
If you get a date with her, can I tag along?
With her knowing or without her knowing?
I'm fine either way. I just don't have a whole lot to do right now.
Yeah, Siege, you can come right along with us until your girlfriend gets to town. You are my right-hand man.
Thank you. Well,
so, and when she
not
gets
after
here,
the date anyway.
Maybe once, well, yeah, you can always stick around for so long. Until I fall asleep, so. I'll still be at my house, so it doesn't really matter.
First Insurance wants to run.
Panama City's number one.
There it is.
Music Station and the number one time. To win $106. It's Truth or Dave on Island 106. And we like playing this little game.
This is fun. It gets my wind up.
So the questions stay the same every day. So here's what you do. You listen every day and you figure out the answers. And then you call in and you win.
It seems pretty simple.
It should be simple. They're true or false questions. So if it's false and true, like, it's pretty much process of elimination at that point.
Yeah, and so then, I mean, you have to endure listening to us, but...
That could be the problem.
Yeah, maybe that's where we're losing people.
We didn't take that into consideration. We've got Tamika in Panama City. Tamika, are you ready to play Truth or Dave this morning? Are you ready to put up with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so here's how it works. There's seven questions. You get seven questions right, you have $106. If you don't, well, then you don't win. But you still get $25 to spend at Peppers no matter what.
Okay.
So I'll give you a statement. If it's true, you say truth. If it's not true, you say Dave.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
See, start the clock. The
clock started.
Antarctica is the only continent without snakes. Truth or Dave?
Truth.
Truth is right. The average heart beats 42 million times a year.
Truth.
Hmm. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain. Is that truth or Dave?
Truth.
Holy smokes. Well done.
Intelligent people have more zinc and copper in their hair. Truth or Dave?
Truth.
Wow. Oh boy, good job, Tamika.
You can buy squared watermelons in Japan. Square watermelons.
Truth.
Right-handed people live an average of 11 years longer than left-handed people. Tamika, are you still there? Tamika?
I said Dave.
Oh, okay, Dave. Okay, that's right. All right, Tamika, here we go. This is it. You get this right, it's $106.
Oh, God.
The color orange was named after the fruit. Truth or Dave? All right, 3 seconds, truth or Dave?
No.
We're Dave and Siege, and we're coming up here in about 3 minutes. We're going to tell you about Santa's helpers falling on some hard times. And we're kind of worried about the little guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll tell you what's going on with them. But first, we want to tell you about something super cool for Christmas. We've got these gadgets and gizmos galore. You can check out pretty much the entire list of them at island106.com.
You know, I noticed on this list, Teddy Ruxpin is on it. Do you remember Teddy Ruxpin?
I don't. What is Teddy Ruxpin?
So it's a bear, and you put like a cassette in like his back or something, and he talks to you. This came out when we were kids. This was like late 80s.
How come I don't remember that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you had a Hot Wheels instead or something.
Mom was on welfare, so maybe we couldn't afford it.
I think they were kind of pricey.
Really?
They were super popular. It's kind of like Tickle Me Elmo probably was back in, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Right? Okay.
It came out.
So you put a cassette tape in and you play music out of it?
Well, I didn't have one either.
Or did it read to you?
I think he read to you and just like would talk to you and stuff.
Super.
I'm Teddy Ruxpin. That's not how it sounds. But I'm assuming his name is in there somewhere. Voice. I'm just shocked to see that it's on the top 10 toys.
So it's
this
like
year.
Back? Making a comeback? Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin is back.
Man, I know R2-D2's on there, which is exciting for me.
Is it?
Because I'm a big Star Wars nerd. I have an R2-D2.
You know, I'm
Lego.
Tired of the Star Wars fans. You guys can have each other and your toys.
I'm not weird about it, though.
You're not, which I appreciate.
Like I'm never dressing up, at least not as R2-D2 or any Star Wars character, just as... I'm not sure where I'm going with that. So.
As a Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah, as a bear with all my hair on my chest.
They also have... A 3D printing pen. Like, to me, this is they're side by side. We have Teddy Ruxpin, which is like what we grew up with,
mm-hmm.
and like that kind of technology. And like the number nine toy is a 3D printing pen.
Wow. Like, so you can print stuff in 3D?
You could just buy that and print your own Teddy Ruxpin.
Man.
And have everything you want.
I feel like if someone showed us this stuff when we were kids, or like our phones,
mm-hmm.
my mind would just like explode.
Can you imagine like a 35-year-old man going up to a child saying, "Hey, check out my phone," before
it
like
takes
cell phones
video
existed.
And it does this and be like,
"Don't swipe right."
Like, what? I'm not getting in the van with you, man. That's weird.